Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for your patience. We're going to commence the proceedings today, and what a wonderful occasion it is to be here for the unveiling of statues for Uncle Archie Roach and Auntie Ruby Hunter. That's something to be very proud about, something that's very significant for the Aboriginal community here in Victoria and obviously Australia, to have two icons of Indigenous and Australian music to be honoured in this particular way. I'd like to thank the immediate family for selecting me to be the MC for today. It's an honour, and I thank Auntie Myrtle and all the family and Tracy and the working group for selecting me. My story with Archie and Ruby goes back more than 35 years now. I remember meeting Archie Roach around here at George Street, the George Wright Shelter, when he was working there. I was introduced to Archie by his cousin Auntie Gwen Brooks and built up a friendship with Archie from those days. And then not long after, I met Ruby a few times at the Aboriginal Advancement League. I then went to see their musical career progress, playing with the band Kurik in Action, with Janice Johnson, Rusty Johnston as well, Marion Green, and of course Archie and Ruby. And that band Kurik in Action got very popular in the Melbourne Aboriginal community very, very quickly, singing country standards. It was then that Archie started to write his own songs in the assistance of Ruby. Ruby was the one who encouraged Archie to write songs. And I remember Archie playing Took the Children Away for the very first time at the Aboriginal Advancement League, and you could have heard a pin drop in those days. Archie then went on to a television program at the ABC, and Steve Connolly from Paul Kelly's band The Messengers seen Archie play and was just absolutely amazed by the song that Archie sang, Took the Children Away. I made contact with Archie, and Paul Kelly and Steve produced that first record, Charcoal Lane. Charcoal Lane, the first single that came off of that album, was written by Ruby Hunter, called Down City Streets. And what a great song that was, and a great album. It won numerous ARIA awards, and Archie's albums went on to win many awards and accolades over the journey. And of course, Ruby had her own album out called Thoughts Within. And Ruby was one of the first Indigenous artists to be signed to a major record label. It had been something like 40 years since we'd seen an Aboriginal female be signed to a label, and her album was fantastic too. You'll see a lot of musicians playing later that all had a significant connection with Archie and Ruby over their music journey. I actually got the chance to tour with Archie and Ruby into America and stayed at quite a few of the big cities. Three of us in a room, usually me sleeping on the floor, and keep a little Mr. T as he was under control in those days, and he used to run amok. I left the tour halfway through and was responsible for bringing Mr. T back on the plane, and he was a handful, and he's probably, you know, about 30-something years old now. But Archie and Ruby smashed it in the States, and their storytelling and their truth-telling wasn't lost on the American audience like it wasn't lost here in Australia. As I said, it's not the best of weather today, but thank you all so much for coming along. And a big thank you to Archie and Ruby's family that have come far and wide from Adelaide, Perth, from all around the country to attend this significant occasion today. So put your hands together for them too, folks. I'd like to introduce now Woiwurrung and Wurundjeri elder, Mr. Colin Hunter, to come up and do a traditional welcome to country.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Look, I want to start by acknowledging that this afternoon we are meeting on the lands of our ancestors, the Wurundjeri people. And I want to take this opportunity to pay my respects to my elders, both past, present and emerging, elders from all nations. But I particularly want to pay my respects to them gathered in the park this afternoon. But I want to make a few acknowledgements. I want to acknowledge all the mob, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us. I want to acknowledge you all and pay my respects to you all. But I want to acknowledge all the elders in the park this afternoon. I'm not going to name yous, but I want to acknowledge you all and pay my respects to you all. But I want to acknowledge the people we're here for, the Roach and the Hunter family. I want to acknowledge Auntie Myrtle, Archie's last remaining sister, Uncle Jeff, Uncle Wally, and Uncle Wally's wife, Roz. But also I want to acknowledge all the grandkids that are here too, all Archie and Ruby's grandkids. Good on you, kids. Woman Jekyll, welcome. Wurundjeri Balik Yimikondi Bik. The Wurundjeri people welcome everyone to land today. Wurundjeri, no, Budambor, War, Konding, Nengnak, Dubunam, Bik, Bullock, Bor, Tillikan. The Wurundjeri people want to look after and protect the land as they did long before. Wurundjeri country extends from the inner city of Melbourne. It goes across the mountain to the Great Dividing Range, west to the Werribee River, south to the Mordialloc Creek and east to Mount Borbor. And the Wurundjeri people are part of the Kulin Nation and of the Wawong language group. Hello, my name is Colin Hunter Jr. or Wulert, meaning possum. A name given to me by my grandmother as a young boy. I'm a proud and passionate seventh generation Wurundjeri man and a direct descendant of Bibijin, who was Nullangetta or head of the tribe at time at first settlement. And it's through my grandmother, Gunbriar, meaning white dove or Auntie Tiny or Nana, she was known to all us mob, that I've got Aboriginal culture and heritage in my life today. So for that, I say thanks, Nan. My grandmother was one of the last of the Aboriginal people born in the early 1920s up at Coranderk Mission in Healesville before she got pushed up the Barram on the river in New South Wales. In Aboriginal culture, a great deal of respect is given to the land, the plants and the animals alike. And as always, I've got my beautiful gumloos. I'm going to place them down in the pit. And if you get an opportunity as you move around today, I don't know if there's enough, grab a nice one and put it in your pocket for today, please. The significance of those will keep you safe along country and give you the accesses to the resources while you're on country. And while you're on Wurundjeri country, you're most welcome to the traditional lands and the waterways of the Wurundjeri people. So Wurundjeri, welcome. Look, before I finish up, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the process. You know, I remember Uncle rang me when he was still around and he mentioned this idea of a statue for him and Auntie Ruby in the park. You know, and I said, we'll make it happen, Uncle, we'll make it happen. You know, and between myself and my partner, we applied for the money to Creative Victoria, got the money, put the working groups together, they've got the working groups together, and this is what we've come up with. So I think it's an opportunity to really acknowledge what this pair done for this country. You know, not just only in their music, what they did for the community, you know, and to have them sitting up here, watching over the mob, what an opportunity. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Uncle Colin Hunter. Now we've got the dance troupe, Murrindaya Yapenga, which consists of family members. Put your hands together, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Baru. Baru tene. Pri. Baru tene. Pri. Baru tene. Baru tene. Pri. Pri. Baru tene. Warotende, 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 waroja. Warotende, 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 waroja. Ai, ai. Warotende, 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 waroja. Warotende, 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 waroja. Ai, 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 ai. Brrr. Warotende, 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 waroja. Warotende, 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 waroja. Ai, ai. Brrr.
The first dance was the fire dance, and we're just blessing the statues. Thank you, everyone, for coming today, and everyone that organised this. Good to see all the family and everyone turning out. This dance is Yerta. Pays respect to our bush food and medicine. Yerta. Yerta Marike.
Yerta Marike. Yerta Marike. Brr, brr. Yerta. Yerta Marike. Yerta merke yondo manda. Yo te marqué, yo no manda. Ay, yo te marqué, yo no manda. Ya te marqué, yo no manda. Ay.
We're just gonna finish up with the last one. Barma. Well, yeah. Last one, Barma. Kapir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Once again, round of applause for the Murrindayah Yipikngadh Dancer Group.